Brooklyn turns his head at last. He's not a pretty fellow, our Brooklyn. All jaw and no forehead. Eyes like a pair of walnuts begging for a nutcracker. Shoulders about to burst from a plain uniform-type navy overcoat. The raw color of his nose and cheeks suggests either excessive cold or excessive whiskey, though you can't rule out both, or even possibly some kind of emotion. Those walnut eyes goggle almost out of his skull, and who can blame him? I'm about half his size, a third his weight. My hands are cuffed at the back, and I can't feel my toes. I bite, you know, I add. Brooklyn shakes his head and pulls me through the doorway. A sign flashes by, one of those brass plaques, sort of tarnished, but you don't stop to read plaques when someone's hauling you into a tenement to commit the Lord only knows what foul crimes on your person. Your mind spins, your stomach lurches, your eyes fasten instead on inconsequential details like the rough woolen texture of Brooklyn's sleeve and the overlapping pattern of scuffs on his brown shoes, and the worn-out sway in the center of each step, right where your foot goes, and the cold, moldy smell of the joint. You think, damn it, this might be my last sight on earth. Why can't I find something beautiful? As if it matters. And all those taxis and fancy private automobiles will be lining up in the dawn smoke one by one to disgorge humanity onto the gangplanks of the goddamn Majestic. And no one will notice the item in the newspapers the next day about a woman found dead in a 10th Avenue tenement, some kind of prostitute, the detectives believe, and from the state of the corpse, she must have put up a good fight. Because I will, by God, put up a good fight. I'm putting up a fight right now, kicking and biting, deboning my limbs such that I slither momentarily from the shelf of Brooklyn's arm, only to be scooped up again and hauled into oblivion. But there's nothing to bite except wool and glove, nothing to kick that actually notices it's been kicked. We swing around the landing and up another flight, and I'm breathless now, panting and jabbering, while the stained walls slide past, the color of misery. Lurid bare electric bulbs, linoleum hallway, door thrown open by muscular hand.